Students at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill are back in class today after a week of spring break, and the mood on campus is somber. Just before the vacation began, the student body president, Eve Carson, was found shot to death in a residential neighborhood. Although police have arrested and charged two suspects with murder, many students say they still feel anxious. North Carolina Public Radio's Jessica Jones reports.
This morning, students streamed by and paused at a sprawling willow oak tree in the center of the UNC campus. Piles of flowers, including white daisies, red roses, and yellow tulips, are stacked up in a tribute to Eve Carson. Next to the tree are two tall wooden kiosks covered from top to bottom with handwritten notes. Juniors Katie Sue Zellner and Mac Mollison circle the memorial, reading their favorites.
We loved her so much, even when you had to wait 30 minutes for her. She was perpetually running late. We say she
Eve
ran
time.
On Eve standard time.
Yeah.
But it was because she valued her time with people so much. And we always said living by the watch was not something that was important to her.
Zellner and Mollison worked with Carson in student government. They say she once took an hour to walk across a part of campus that should have only taken 5 minutes because she wanted to chat with everyone she saw.
If you're here, if you ask anyone, the immediate reaction you get about Eve is tremendous. People's eyes light up, their hearts warm, some people start to cry.
Well, it's just such a tragedy. And it's a tragedy when anyone is lost. But this is such a personal tragedy for so many people. And even if you've never met Eve, you feel her presence. You know who she was. If you are a Carolina student.
It's been a week and a half since police found Eve Carson dead from multiple gunshot wounds in a residential street about a mile from campus. Authorities arrested two suspects pictured in photos taken at an ATM and a convenience store. But Winston Crisp, an assistant vice chancellor at UNC, says that hasn't given people complete relief.
I think of the violence, the randomness, and that this was a violent death, that this was a murder. We've dealt with accidents. We've dealt with things such as that. But she was taken by violence, and I think that's a very jarring and frightening thing for our students to come to grips with.
Investigators also charged one suspect, 17-year-old Lawrence Lovett, with the shooting death of a Duke University graduate student earlier this year. UNC student junior Abby Meddy says it makes her sad to think about that lost potential. Meddy is a photographer for the campus newspaper and didn't know Eve Carson personally, but she took many pictures of the student body president at what she calls long, boring administrative meetings with trustees wearing suits.
Nobody wants to go to those meetings, and Eve was there, and she would just be completely engaged in, like, wearing a business suit, and she was so engaged with what was going on, and I admired her for that.
Scores of people attended vigils for Carson just before spring break. Now that UNC students are back, the university is organizing a formal memorial service for its student body president tomorrow. Thousands are expected to turn out. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.